du hörst einen Podcast von Rabe.
We are here at Bad Bonn, just after the concert of Sven Wunder and his band, and we are here with Sven Wunder. It's really nice to meet you.
Really pleasure to be here.
Your music is so organic and warm. Intuitively, I'd have thought it's from a southern country, and it's quite surprising to hear that it is from Sweden.
Yeah, I'm from Sweden. I don't know about the rest.
So what was your gateway into this kind of music?
I would say because I come from a family with jazz musicians. So I have a long history of jazz music in my life from early childhood. But then I also, like growing up, I listened a lot to hip-hop music. So I started to like the things that were sampled and stuff like that. So when I was growing up, I had a strange mixture of jazz and hip-hop growing up. Also, my mother was really into like bossa nova and that type of scene. So I listened a lot to that as well.
I can hear the influences like exotic. I like the music of Les Baxter and people like that. I sort of hear that in your music as well. Most of the music here seems like the soundtrack for the life I live, and your music seems like the soundtrack to the life I'd like to live.
Yeah. It's an okay life. I don't recommend it that much, but
well, it's just a soundtrack for it. Yeah. Do you find your inspiration in Sweden, or it seems like you look further abroad? You have a lot of Oriental influences.
The Oriental influences came from at an early age when I started going to music school. My best friend, he was from Turkey. So I learned a lot of Turkish music. So I started studying jazz music and Turkish and Oriental music at the same period. So that has been with me my whole like musical life. But other influences, I listen to a lot of records. I buy a lot of records and always try to spend time like discovering new music. And then you can get obsessed with different sounds or like different regions of the world or something like that. So the listening is always a guidance for me.
So what are you listening to at the moment?
At the moment it's been like the whole summer I listened non-stop to the Dracula soundtrack from the 90s Dracula movie. It's such a beautiful love theme. That's probably like my number one at the moment. Bram Stoker's Dracula, and Wojciech Kilar is the composer.
Okay, is that the film with Gary Oldman as Dracula?
Yeah, I haven't watched the movie actually. I only listened to the song, but I should watch the movie. It's probably pretty, have a nice B feeling to it these days.
Possibly.
Yeah, I watched the trailers and a bit but it's such a beautiful score. But this summer was really a soundtrack summer. Also, the soundtrack for Chinatown, I listened a lot to that. It's beautiful.
Your music, it sounds very filmic. It's like a film score. It creates an atmosphere.
I think that the atmosphere aspect of music is like, that's the thing you have. You can create, like with recorded music especially, you can create this atmosphere that you want to be in, and you want to spend time in that atmosphere. And I think that is that's the thing I appreciate with making songs.
Well, tonight here was just really beautiful and very relaxing. Does it have a similar effect on you when you're playing it, or do you have to be really focused and
into it? I actually didn't have that on me now, because I didn't play bass for many years, so now it's like I have to focus to play the right notes on the bass. But I think it sounded good, and I was satisfied with the result.
Are you on a tour at the moment? Are you traveling through Europe?
No.
Or is this one-off?
This is a one-off with this setting, but now me and the drummer of the group, which is also my girlfriend, we will go on tour in the US for 2 months as a support act for Freddie Gibbs and Alchemist. So we will do a tour with a hip-hop band for Yeah, 2 months.
Do you follow different routes? Part urban, but also sort of the more relaxing music.
Do you mean on that tour? Or?
In general.
Yeah, it's like I have my catalog, as you might know, is like I have this more like more psych rock stuff, which I have when we have performed in this year and last year. It's we've been focusing on this because it feels like a good context to. If you play at the festival like this, for example, it's good with a bit of people want to have fun and drink, and so it's very suitable for that. But I have the other part of my catalog, which is more orchestral and
yes.
Which with more strings and other instruments. And in the future, I will do more concerts with that.
Okay, with an orchestra.
Yeah, no, not with an orchestra. I wish, but we will do it with a. We had 2 shows in London in January, and then we will play with a flute and a string quartet. So then it will be a little different vibe.
How do you feel at a festival like this? It's sort of really eclectic. It's a really interesting mix of music.
I think it's so important these days with like festivals and music journalism and stuff like that to because the amount of tracks and songs that are released every day, it's like impossible to navigate through. So this is a perfect way to experience and to discover like new artists that you've never heard before. And I think that's thing will, like festivals and music curation in general will become stronger now.
I guess live music also has had a bit of a renaissance because recorded music is pretty much worthless these days.
Exactly, that's my thought as well. I love recorded music. That's like I much more than live music. But the thing is that you have to exist these days because with all the digital versions with music these days, you have to. You have to be a physical person to create your own universe. Or like.
Yeah, these days the algorithm curates music for you and
exactly.
I really enjoy the discovery myself, coming across new things and having new experiences.
Yeah, I'm still working on the 60s, 70s music, so I still dig in that era of the music industry. So then you're always safe. It's not like... it's not the algorithm or the AI or something like that who made it. I think we will look very different at music in 5 years from now, I think.
You have a new album coming out this month.
Yeah, in the end of September.
Is this going to be a departure or sort of a continuation of what you're doing?
I don't know. If I should describe the record, it's a very orchestral piece. It's like a full-blown orchestra. Woodwinds and brass and 19 string players who play the strings section. So it's a bit of a climax of my career or something like that.
So like a classical composer at the moment.
Yeah, it's the record turned out a bit like that, but I wouldn't call myself a classical composer. But I think it turned out nice. I think this record that will be released now is the record I feel that I like the most myself. Like on the records before, I have a few tracks that I like. I did this track that I'm really satisfied with this. But this whole record is very like solid. It feels like everything's well recorded. Everything has a well balanced mix. I'm not annoyed by anything.
Okay.
So I think this is a very solid record for me.
I'm looking forward to hearing it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I don't want to steal more of your time. It's been really nice of you to speak to us. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Du hast einen Podcast von Rabe gehört, im Sender von Bern. Mehr gibt's auf rabe.ch.